Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World with Joe Pappalardo of Popular Mechanics, National Geographic, and the author Joe Pappalardo, who is my guide on events that Luis Balderas, our colleague, is the videographer, the real-time videographer of a construction that will be historical 100 years from now, 200 years from now, 2,000 years from now. This is the road to Mars, off-planet, human beings, robots. And we're witnessing it because Lewis has a camera, a very good camera. I could not have said it was miles away. I would have thought it was on the other side of Highway 4. So, Lewis, all day I've been watching the sun come up with comments from your fan base, your admirers, your chat room, about the temperature today in Texas and what I'm witnessing. I'm seeing pickup trucks come in and out of a gate. I'm seeing lots of activity of cranes. At one point, I saw a man with a broom sweeping away. Another time, there were people on the chopsticks. I believe they had a soldering gun, or they were doing something important. And then these huge rigs came in. It was described as delivering liquid oxygen or liquid nitrogen or methane, something like that. Is this routine, Lewis, what I'm witnessing, this amount of exciting activity?
Yes, we have these trucks continuously coming in. We have liquid oxygen, we have liquid nitrogen, and then we also have methane that is continuously being brought in and trucked in for these tests. Some days there's a line of trucks, you know, 8-9 vehicles sitting waiting to get into the launch area and fill up the orbital and suborbital launch farms, as they call them, tank farms, I'm sorry, I should say. And it's just very amazing to see these vehicles come in and out and fill these tank farms. And I just wonder how much of the nation, how much of the nation's fuel that we're using. You know, I think I heard Elon say one time that we're going to be using more methane than the entire nation's going to be using at some point once they really get this this thing going and have multiple rockets going up into the air per day.
You're going to need more engineering. I also read on your chat rooms that they've been delivering Raptor engines from McGregor and taking away yes. Raptor engines. So you see that come in also on Highway 4. Is that what that road is, or is that a subset of Highway 4?
Yes, it's Texas Highway 4.
And when Cameron County announces road closures, and those have been controversial for some time, I understand, when Cameron County announces road closures, that's the road that's closed between X hour and X hour. Is that routine?
Yes. As of now, it's almost weekly in the entire week. As a matter of fact, this week alone, we've had road closures Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. They usually keep the weekends available and keep them open so that fishermen and beachgoers can go to the beach, because when they close the beach, when they close the road, they also close the beach. And they're keeping it safe for the public and making sure that, you know, nobody can access the beach and possibly be hurt by any debris if anything were to happen.
Right. And things do happen. The beach is right on top right on top of the rocket stand. I mean, we're talking about, you can't quite throw a baseball. Well, maybe if you were a professional, you could throw a baseball that far. Joe, you have a moment where you used a clip from Lewis's work to show an anomaly. What did you call it, Joe? A rapid, unscheduled disassembly. What happened, Joe?
Oh, for For Boca Chica, it was a smallish kind of explosion. It doesn't rank in the top 10, really, but it was under the booster. They were doing a what they call spin test. It wasn't supposed to be an ignition, and there was a detonation underneath that booster. And immediately, everyone turned to the one way that you can get in touch with SpaceX, really, whether you're a reporter or the general public, which is on Twitter straight to Elon Musk and asking what was going on the test stand. And, of course, he says, well, we're testing, everything's fine. And I had captured the clip of the explosion, which actually the shockwave had knocked one of Luce's cameras askew. So it looked like a very sizable explosion. It didn't look like anything nominal, right? So I posted that clip without any other sort of comment and reveled in the fact that for a few seconds in that news cycle, I was ahead of Elon when it came to what was going on in his test stand. And that was courtesy of watching Lab Padre obsessively during any kind of testing.
We need to tell people how they can get Lab Padre. You go to youtube.com/LabPadre and you sign up. You become a subscriber. You become a devoted fan. Because, Lewis, I feel like this is the people who watch NASCAR. You know, they're excited about the victory, but what they're coming for are the crashes or the moments of what is it again? Rapid, unscheduled disassembly of NASCAR. And in our final 30 seconds, Lewis, you're at the frontier of watching something that has never happened before. Does that amaze you sometimes when you think about what you're doing? We have 30 seconds.
Oh, definitely. You know, sometimes when I'm watching this stuff, I can't believe what I'm watching and seeing. And the noise and the feeling when we're 4 miles away watching these rockets take off and land and sometimes explode is just unreal. 3.5 years into it, I still can't believe what I'm witnessing.
The 22nd century. Thanks you, Lewis. Lewis Belderas of Lab Padre, all one, Lab Padre at YouTube. Joe Papalardo of Science of the Popular Mechanics following this, of the National Geographic following this. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their Essential Prenatal Multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.